Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main Bill facility, and that's not where we're at today. Surprise, ladies and gentlemen, we promised you we would be setting up and revamping the VIP area and bring you a technical review department. And this today, Bub, we're going to talk about Steeda hitting it again and striking again on this episode.
Yeah, man, it's so far so good here at the facility. We've just been running wide open throttle again. It's it's 11 o'clock in the morning Eastern Standard Time. We've got a lot of fans and connections out there, sponsors, supporters all across the world. So you don't know who's watching at what hour. It's 11 a.m. our time. We're just cranking away here. We've got, as you can see, more product coming in from Steeda Autosports. Amazing, dude. The product that is coming in for this car, Steeda has stepped up to the plate and physically sent us everything that they offer for the S550 Mustangs from 2015 onward. And we are talking stage one, stage two, stage three, starter packages, everything you can offer from street, strip, track, road course. All of those components are being incorporated into one build.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Check out our newly revamped website with all the shopping options out there. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the outlaw is loose in Abacoa. Robin and Layla are going crazy. Sales are all going on. Lots of great stuff there. 561-660-6695. Do not miss the Outlaw, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. We will not be there for October. We will be at SEMA Bub. However, November 18th, we will be there for the release of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbine Precision Turbo SEMA Mustang that is putting down 600 horsepower. Ladies and gentlemen, I drove that car yesterday. It is absolutely stellar in its performance, in its ease of drivability, and its power. It is out of control. It by far, Bub, supersedes the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics SSX Camaro that you designed a couple years ago.
Oh, no chance. Come
yes,
on.
Absolutely, it does.
He said that twice already. This is a difference of, 1,118 rear-wheel horsepower versus 600 rear-wheel horsepower. That is literally half. So two different
animals,
but both
with...
of them performed identically. They both gave
right.
you the handling. They both gave you the responsiveness.
The smooth
crisp,
and the ease,
everything about
man.
It. Yeah. Totally different in the power band. The Camaro, if you were in fourth gear at a roll at 100 miles an hour and you hit it,
gone.
You were sideways all the way down the
yes.
street. This car, it's got traction to kind of middle of third, so you can ride out, first, second, you're spinning everywhere. Third and going into fourth, you get that under control.
Monkey in
unless
Paradise.
Unless you're in water, though, let me tell you, if you're in water, you can just go first to six in this
we'll
thing.
We'll talk about
keep it.
Monkey in Paradise, the Guinness, they are the two-time double gold winner coming out of San Francisco, California, right, Bub?
That's right.
San Francisco?
Yeah, San Francisco.
First time it's ever happened. Brewed right here in West Palm Beach, and they remind you to please drink responsibly. Steeda Autosports, Steeda is suspension done, Bubba style. Bub, we're going to jump right into this thing. We want to say a very good morning to Dave Goggins out there in Fairfax, Virginia. You did his 73 Mustang. We had a great conversation with him. I'll tell you how small the world is, Bub. Do you remember we did the Sons of Speed event, and Billy Lane, your best friend, asked you to come up and do... help the event in the pitch, technical stuff, blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, they're actually doing another one right now. Him and X are actually doing one right now.
You say X, who are you referring to, Bob?
Xavier from Buck Cherry.
Buck Cherry, the drummer Buck Cherry, that's
they're
right.
doing one right now. I just talked to them last week.
Yep.
And he actually wanted Layla again. Billy wanted Layla again to head up, but it's on the 14th, or it's on the 21st, but Layla's got an event on the 21st. We have the 14th. We have a VIP with FGL and Nelly,
yep.
So we're not going to be able to do that this weekend, next weekend. Following week, and then we fly
out
to SEMA. So the schedule is crazy right now.
It really is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's we had a good time. We had a great conversation with Dave. He's doing real well. By the way, he dropped his retirement papers out there in Fairfax County, 30 years.
Nice.
Congratulations, Dave.
That's
it's
a long time in that county.
It is.
30 years is like 50.
He said, yeah, it really is. It'll wear your body down. He said he's going back to Pennsylvania. He has a house up there. So, congratulations, Dave. I really, really
nice.
Appreciate all the years of friendship. Out there, and I wish you a lot of luck on that retirement. He is going to come down. He said he was ironically at the Sons of Speed event that we were at. He was sitting right there coming out of turn four across the start finish
okay.
line, and he watched us carry Billy's bike across the wall when he said, "I'm getting too old for this crap."
That's pretty funny, dude.
But what do we have in front of us today? The guys, Glenn and everybody over at Steeda, have come through again. Pat over at Palm Beach Plating, we need you to come pick this stuff
yeah.
up, Bub. We've got a lot of great things. Let's start with this, Bub. We have in this nicely wrapped package here, what looks like a dog bone, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll give you guys a shot of it. But as I walk up to the camera and show people, please tell us technically what are these dog bones and what do they do?
So these are actually, all of these components that you guys see sitting here are from Steeda Autosports. Again, every piece of package that they offer, from their starter kits to, you know, those are for guys that have entry level budgets, to a step one, step two, step three, stage one, stage two, stage three, whatever package you want. Everything that is going on the SEMA Mustang is every one of those packs all inclusive. So what you're looking at now, those are the billet aluminum vertical link bars. These are on the rear suspension. They're going to help big time in all of the flex. A lot of these factory bushings in these cars are stock rubber, right? When they come down the assembly line, they're done with rubber. You have multiple upgrades. You can get them with spherical ball ends. You can get them with polyurethane.
When you say spherical ball ends, break that down for the layman.
So I don't have the tow arm sitting here on the table, but if I did...
What's a tow arm?
Another piece for the rear suspension as well. It allows you to adjust the toe, which is your inward and outward portion of your front
wheels.
Side of your wheels and tires. Okay. Yes, for proper alignment. So you have multiple components in the rear. Those come with the spherical ball end on them. These are actually a polyurethane bushing that are in here. Going to be a much tighter setup. The factory one of these is literally a piece of stamped steel. I kid you not, I just did these the other day when I had, not these installed, but these are going to install this week. But, you know, when I did the rear suspension, you know, I did the fully adjustable coilovers on the car, the suspension, sway bars front and rear. I've done the strut tower brakes. All those components are already installed, which can be seen at our Instagram, instagram.com/ Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
That car runs amazing with the suspension you've got under it now.
Listen, dude.
I took Shannon,
like,
our office
rails,
manager,
and it's
in
not even done yet.
And she was like, I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the factory stamped steel plate that is this component, which is your vertical link bar, this thing literally, I could take both of my hands and twist that metal. That's how weak those components are. So for stock horsepower cars, it works. It gives you a nice smooth ride. It's comfortable. It flexes. It gives in accident situations. These are very high quality pieces. These things are meant to be beat. That's what they're truly meant for. They can withstand a lot of horsepower. Anything over that 450 mark on anything, whether it's a four-cylinder, six, a V8, Shelby's, any of these, and a
this
lot of these
handle.
Guys do it, you're going to need to change these parts in order to keep power down to the ground.
A couple things, Bob. Good explanation, technically. I love the packaging, the bubble wrap, and it was even wrapped tighter than this that they used to bring. The machining of this is beautiful, but what's neat is you and I are big gun guys. When you buy some of the older things out of an arsenal, say an AK-47 or something like that, they have a nice coat of lubricant on it to protect them, correct? And this is all lubed. It's lubed, it's protected, so that it, when it gets to the end user, it's in great shape, man.
Yeah, these are, everything sitting here is literally ready to go. It's, you know, you take them out of the box and you install them on the car. As you can see, I left some stuff unopened so that, you know, the end user could see what you're getting. When you open these boxes up, you are getting things that are packaged. They're airtight sealed. There are separate pieces between instructions versus bolts versus, you know, any washers or anything you may have. It's not just a big pile of crap thrown into a bag and you have to kind of guess and lay it all out. It's very well organized and well thought out. These are, you know, more pieces that you get. They come with full color instructions. That's what I wanted to show. They show the labeling, the SKU number, the website. Everything you could possibly imagine is done and well thought out right here.
I'm going to talk about that, Bob. I'm going to show the people. Mr. Producer, you have a question or a comment?
So Larry Williams started off asking if we've taken the Mustang to the track yet.
Good morning, Larry. Yes, this Mustang has been out to the track post SEMA unveil, SEMA Valley unveil in California.
Yeah.
We took it out for the first run at Palm Beach International Raceway. And the car was, at that time, eating the GT3 and Cup cars up, even taking out the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches. Bub actually commented coming off the track one time that it runs better than his Carrera 911. That car, the Mustang, is extremely quick. It is, Larry, it's undeniably stupid fast now. As Bub said, the difference between the Turbonetics Camaro at 1,100 horsepower and this at half of that is the weight to ratio, the power to weight ratio, which comes on so alarmingly fast. And even with a short throw shifter in it, you've got to be very good to pedal this vehicle and keep it in line. With the Steeda suspension underneath of it, it tracks 100 times better than what it tracked from the factory.
Yeah, man, it's pretty crazy, man. When we took that car out there and ran it on the track, I actually went out, Larry, when we did our run. I went out, and we're advanced drivers, so I can run any class that I want to get out in.
Classes.
So as an advanced driver, you can go out, you can run with amateur, you can run with novice, you can run with solo drivers, guys that are just now getting out for their first time. You just aren't allowed to do, you know, passing unless you are in a certain class. You know, there's certain parameters around it, as you know, just being in the industry and the environment. So, you know, I took the car out, I ran it for the first time. It had just finished raining, so this car has crap traction in rain, just especially when the boost comes on. When this thing comes on to 28 pounds of boost, you're laying down 600 horsepower, and it's pretty violent when it comes in.
It does come on
strong.
So
in wet, it takes nothing for this car to spin. So I went out. I actually went out, even advanced driver, I went out in a novice class just because I didn't want to overpush the car trying to stay first time on the track with some of the advanced class 4 cars, which are, I mean, these cars are full road course cars. So I didn't want to run out with those guys. So I went out novice. I'm running this thing, driving the car. And before you knew it, I was like, dude, I'm literally like, I'm on my brakes 90% of the time because I was all over the guys that were out in novice class. So I stayed on the track. I pulled back in pits. I went out with group one. That was the novice, or that was the, it was intermediate.
You took it out all solo.
I literally just kept staying in the track because I kept, you know, coming down on other cars very, very fast and rapidly. So I finally went out with advance four. Even in advance four, I was top of third gear pretty much all the time between 4 and 7,000 RPM the whole time. I mean, right there when I'm in that full peak boost mode, full power band comes on super strong. I was in third pretty much the whole time except the back stretch. I was going into fifth. But I'll tell you what, dude, I was literally on the brakes more than I was the throttle.
It's an incredible car.
Cutting down cars, dude.
It's an incredible car. Yeah. By the way, congratulations, Ray. We can't say it enough. You've done a great job with your new facility up there, Bub. He is in Georgia. Anybody in the Mid-Atlantic states should be looking up Larry's shop. The name of his shop, Bub?
Sunnyside Trim Shop.
Sunnyside Trim Shop. Larry is from down in this area. He's constantly moving out. I think there's two very good upholstery technicians in the industry today. Clearly, it is our upholsterer, Greg Diaz, and Larry at Sunnyside.
Yeah.
Guys, make sure you stay up with him. He's a good dude. Larry, can you please let me know, will we be meeting with you at SEMA this year? I'd like to hook up with you. Bub, I'm going to walk up front here. What I have in my hand is the frame alignment kit, and I have the rear. Can you help me read that, Bub?
Yeah, so these are the rear suspension, the subframe bushing supports. So both of these, but I'll give you an explanation of them. So your factory in your left hand is a alignment kit. This is a bushing alignment kit. And if you literally look at the outer diameter of that, that is probably 1 inch in outer diameter. And you have a center hole of maybe a half inch, probably somewhere around there. I haven't even inspected them yet, but pretty close to that. So what that is, if where your factory subframe bolts on, this is where your rear differential assembly goes that holds all your power. Those holes, factory, are that outer diameter. So they're 1 inch outer diameter hole. They have probably maybe a little less than that. I'm not sure on those specs, but I'm just guessing. So probably about a 1 inch hole on the outer diameter. Then you've got your center bolt, which runs through it, is maybe half inch diameter, maybe just a touch above that, 5/8, not sure the size there again. But you have all of that room for play. So you're literally, you could be working with a car that has twisted the rear subframe and you don't even know it because the factory holes have slop in them. That is Steeda's complete kit to install in those factory holes. You remove your factory bolt, and these aren't they go in minutes. You take out the factory bolts, you loosen all four of them up. As you can see, you have four of the bushings. You slide that bushing into the factory hole, which is 1 inch diameter. It tapers down to a solid half inch diameter, and then you put your bolt in, and you are working with a true square differential.
Again, a big props to Steeda on the well-written and colorful directions here on this, and we can clearly see these products are made in the USA, which is where our jobs should be. Well, in my other hand here, I am holding...
So that is actually the support kit for the alignment bushings in your left hand. That is a complementary package of each other. They work together hand in hand just to take out a lot of that rear wheel hop in that you get with a lot of these high horsepower Mustangs. So there's a lot of flex in these factory cars. Again, we talked about the rubber bushings. Those go in. Those are not their full race-ready series. That's more of kind of their street strip. Very comfortable, not going to create any more noise or harshness inside of the car. So it makes them for a very nice, quick install. They're going to go in really beautifully for us. Probably about an hour's install time on these, when the other traditional race-ready kit takes about 4 or 5 hours and requires a lot of pressing in and out of factory bushings. These are going to be essentially almost like fillers that you install between the factory subframe, the bushing area, the rubber bushing, and the body, the chassis of the car, so that there isn't that half-inch flex. There is almost up to a half-inch of flex whenever you go wide-open throttle pulls on any of these S550 cars. So you want to make sure you plant that power properly, or else you're just losing it. You're either spinning down the road, you've got power or tire hop, which is basically sketching down the road, but then you also have a loss of torque and power.
So these, you'll be able to see all of the quality of these suspension components from Steeda, the foremost authority in aftermarket Ford performance parts, on the SEMA build, in booth 24125 with the LED mirrors lit up under it. But I'm going to walk this up front and let people see this. We wanted to leave it in the packaging, ladies and gentlemen, to again show the quality and care that Steeda takes, even when it's an unfinished piece of steel. This is not how Steeda ships it to you unfinished. Steeda finishes everything. However, because of Bub's desire to have these custom powder coated by Pat at Palm Beach Plating, they went the extra mile to not coat this for us, yeah. Bob. But what am I holding in my hand?
So that there is actually an IRS support. So that is a for independent.
IRS means what, Bob?
Independent
Internal
rear suspension.
Revenue Service?
No. Oh. Independent rear suspension. So that is actually a this freaking guy, dude. So that is actually another support for
it looks
the
like
rear.
A bow and arrow, Bob.
It's not a bow and arrow. I wouldn't give you one if I had one. So that is another support that goes, again, to the rear of these cars. The front of these cars plant pretty well. When you're trying to lay down raw horsepower on these things, you want to make sure you plant them as strong as possible. And again, there's a lot of flex in these factory cars. So you put on all of Steeda's suspension components. Again, they have them everything from stage one, stage two, stage three.
Do you use any of the parts laying on the floor?
I'm going to use those parts once I pick them back up, just knowing you, this freaking guy. So, just again, it's another product that you put on that car, and it locks down that horsepower, man. You can literally go and, you know, a lot of these guys buy these cars. They buy them straight from the dealership with 420, 450, 500 horsepower. Very easy to spend $6,000 to $10,000. You know, buy a supercharger, buy long tube headers. You buy some factory bolt-on components. And on these V8 cars, get them up to that 800, 900, even 1,200 horsepower mark with twin turbo kits. So you've got to lay that power down. If you had all that power and you had none of this componentry sitting here, you would just have a sloppy setup. It wouldn't handle properly. It wouldn't plant the power. And it wouldn't be fun.
You can actually smell the raw steel in this, Bob.
Okay, I don't know what that smells like, but all right.
Here, take a smell. You can smell.
I really don't. It's okay. Okay.
Do you want to shoot an arrow?
No, I don't want to shoot an arrow. So all components that you guys will want if you have the S550, and again, we have everything here from, I mean, there's every class they offer, from their starter kits to their stage one, stage two, stage three. All of this can be on their website at Steeda.com. But also, starting October 31st, we are going to be putting up an entire page on our site available for every component built into the BEM SEMA Mustang.
You can buy, you will be able to buy from us directly the SEMA, the Bubba Edition SEMA packages. You will also be able to buy every one of the sponsors' individual components through us as well.
Yep.
Nitto Tires, Steeda Autosports, Borla Exhaust. Yep. Everything will now be for sale through Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Mm-hmm. Bub will custom tailor you, if you cannot afford the full Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA package, he'll custom tailor you a package so it fits your budget.
Yep.
Bub, I'm holding two different boxes in my hand. One says race only. That's pretty scary because that fits in my line. And the other does not say race only. Two very different boxes, and I'm going to show these to the fans. This is in the race only box.
So what you're holding now is the actual differential support. And that is, again, bring that down just a little bit. So that right there is the differential support. There are three different options that Steeda offers for this car. There's a black, there's a red, and then what you're holding, which is a billet aluminum. All of these components, again, are for whatever driving style you want, which makes it really nice. They offer everything, like I continue to say, all of these different level packages, not only for your budget, but also for what you're trying to build, and that's exactly what you're holding there. Just another way to plant that power to the ground, increase traction, increase handling, and increase reliability and response of the way your vehicle handles.
Well, I want to point out here, while I have a chance, I do have the instructions for the race only. Will you be running the race only or the daily driver?
You know, I'm not sure yet. I thought about going race. The difference between the race, not only the material, the style it's built, is a billet aluminum. You are going to notice a little bit more of kind of a gear noise from the race style setup. It's going to be a little bit more rigid. You'll feel some of that drivetrain in the seat of your car as you're driving. So I'm probably going to start with those, and then we do also have the black and the red. So if we wanted to tune that down just a touch, you do have that full option. And all three of these are actually available as a package. So for guys that do want to do these, you can just go and buy them and keep switching them out very quickly with the proper tooling. Pretty easy stuff to install.
This is a very transparent bag, Bob. I want to show this to everybody. This is the street-driven version, ladies and gentlemen, of the very nicely cast aluminum, which they make all this, Bob, the billet aluminum, using green equipment over at Steeda in Valdosta, Georgia. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. These are the bolt and fastener assemblies for the street-driven setup here. You can see the beautiful billet bushings that they've cut here. Just absolutely quality work, ladies and gentlemen. Steeda is by far the best. Here are the black bushings here, Bob. There's a difference in stiffness between the black and the red, correct?
There is, yeah. There's a one's an 80%, one's a 90% hardness, so you've got two of each level. You can, again, just keep changing these things out for your desired driving style. You're going to notice a difference even going with the entry-level black. You're going to notice a huge difference from the factory rubber. All of these things give you a different level of driving style, so it's just all about what you're trying to build.
And here again, Bob, Steeda takes it all the way. You even get the bushing grease inside the package.
Yep.
These guys don't miss anything. Let's just take a quick look, Bub, at the front of the instructions. Again, very well written, very colorful, and very easy to maneuver through legibly.
Yep.
Beautifully done, Bub.
Yeah.
So we will be running this setup on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA Mustang.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn between whether or not I want to throw in the race-ready billets or whether I want to throw in these beautiful red, because you know the theme of that car. That entire undercarriage is done
in red.
A red. So that is all gloss red underneath. We've got a full titanium polished exhaust coming in for this thing. So the bottom of this car...
From Borland Exhaust.
It's going to look pretty legit, dude. So I'm kind of feeling like I'm not really sure which way I want to go, but we do have a lot of the billet aluminum components as well to go in. So you're going to see a lot of these billet. We've got camber arms coming. We have a lot of toe-in arms coming. So there's a lot more components that are coming in. So I might throw in some of that.
Does that mean it's an arm with a toe on it?
No, not a chance.
Mr. Producer.
Michael McCloskey's back.
Good morning, brother Mike.
We'll get that right eventually.
Mike McCloskey.
Yes.
Wonderful man.
He says the set today looks like a magic show, so thank you.
Right on. You want to see me disappear? Poof.
And you, on top of that, he would like to know which of you two would be the assistant. I'm not going to say anything on this one.
He's the assistant. Yes.
There you have it, folks.
He's the assistant.
But he also sends big hugs, and he loves you guys. And
love you too, Bob. Mike.
We see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Nice.
I know what he's referring to, Bub. I've shared that with you. I am not at liberty to discuss that with the public. Brother Mike, feet on the ground, head back, head up, shoulders back. You're the best of the best, brother. We love you too. Bub, I'm holding right here. It looks like what you're going to now sharpen up and make arrows for your bow over here.
I am, yes. It's going to be a pretty heavy-duty bow and arrow combination I'm building here. That is actually a set of jacking rails, again, all for S550 Mustangs. Doesn't matter if it's a 4-cylinder, 6, V8, Shelby, doesn't matter what side skirts you have on the car, Carbon Creation, Duraflex, any of those number of name brands out there, True Carbon, Anderson, it doesn't matter. Is anyone else seeing this? This freaking guy, everywhere he has moved, he's either hit the microphone, dropped the bolts, kicked over a light, now he just knocked this light over. This is what he does to me.
Killing me, Smalls.
Man. So I'll tell you, man, these things are going to be really good. Not to a point where we're ever necessarily going to use them for the fact that they are primarily as jacking rails. Makes it very quick for guys
jacking
out there on the track.
Jacking rails being what? To me, that would say, is it a frame stiffener, Bub?
You're really close. So these will help in chassis reinforcement. All these components are chassis reinforcement, suspension upgrades, and components. These things will help with chassis reinforcement from the front to the rear, but they also make it really nice if you're out at the track, you need to go roadside, you've got to get under that car really fast. You don't have time to get under there and look for the factory jacking points and go up here, check it, lower it down. You slide your jack under any portion of this rail, you can jack it up really fast, and it's done.
Very, very brightly done. The guys at Steeda really have it together. Finally today, Bob, well, I guess we've got this here. I want to talk a little bit about this. We have again left this package intentionally because we do want to show the quality and the time that Steeda goes to. They don't just wrap this stuff like at Amazon in a warehouse and throw it in a box, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the way this is all protected with bubble wrap, and we had to dig 10 layers deep just to get to this.
Yeah, so the piece you're holding there, again, that's another one of the chassis reinforcements. That's called a G-Track brace. That is for the front suspension on this car, the front chassis area. It's underneath the undercarriage. You know we already have the Steeda upper strut tower brace, which is the gloss red that we have done, that's already been installed on the car. All of these components are going out for powder coating this afternoon from Pat at Palm Beach Plating, so they're gonna all be in gloss red finish as well, with the exception of all the billet aluminum components. All those, I wanna leave billet so we can keep some of that two-tone and show that structural integrity there and the quality of what was built. So we've got a lot of good product going into this car. Steeda, again, hooked us up big time as far as you could possibly go with Steeda. I mean, everything from the suspension to the chassis reinforcements to the bushings, to the short throw shifter assembly, to everything about their product that they've sent in has been top-notch, high quality, and it's nice because now it's going to save Pat at Palm Beach Plating a little bit of time knowing that, because again, Steeda didn't even know how far we were going to take it in terms of the color change, the powder coating, and glosses. So now that they know the theme of this build, they've sent us everything in a raw form. We send it out, and it makes it a lot easier for Pat.
Admittedly, though, Bub, you were able to creatively go back and forth with the Vice President of Operations over there, Glenn Vitale, at Steeda. And you were able to tell him, look, as the car is progressing, this is what happens when you drink beer this early in the morning. As the car is progressing, Bub, that you want to do this and you want to do that. And basically Glenn said, you know what, let's just take it all the way. You're getting everything we have.
Yeah.
This shows, ladies and gentlemen, the R&D that comes out of Steeda. This is all made in the United States. It's all made on green machinery. And it's all top shelf, Bub.
Yeah, it's all top quality, man. It's, you know, doing the installs on everything has been, it's literally been a breeze, dude. It's, You know, I came up on Sunday. I did the full suspension on the car on Sunday. I think I did it. I mean, I've done this these cars multiple times using multiple brands of suspensions and quality components. But I think I did the whole suspension, coilovers, front and rear, sway bars, shocks. I did everything in just under 2-3 hours. So, I mean, it's flew through it, man. But I had a lot of it prepped, pre-ready to go. Mm-hmm. You know, I had the coatings done, the colors done. So there's a lot of pre-work that went up to that. But when you take something right out of the box and stick it on, it was just like that. I stuck it on and it was done.
So we will be bringing you more of this as it continues to progress. You're back there today painting the Extreme Dimensions body flares, Bub. Mm-hmm. They're looking super, super good. You took the edginess and the 90 degree angles off those fenders and that body kit and gave it a very European-esque feel by rounding everything by hand so it's very smooth and flowing with the rest of the body.
Yeah, it's coming out really well, man. It you know, the paint's laying out beautifully so far. I had a little issue this morning with a primer sealer that we used again, man. Everything that we use is all PPG.
You think it's that primer sealer?
No, it definitely was, because I was super, super smooth before, and whenever you do any sort of prep for paint, you do it on, you know, I'm not sure how it's done with in terms of, you know, powder coating. I know Pat does a lot of bare metal, then he goes as primer sealer as well, but I don't know what he scuffs between there to get his promotion of the powder. Mm-hmm. But you know, when you go with paint stuff for PPGs, you typically use between a 400 and 600 grit sandpaper on your primer sealed component. So if you're working with, say for example, this brace, it were in a gray primer sealer, that's typically the color we use. There's browns, there's blacks, any color you want, tenables. You can use the gray primer sealer, then you scuff it down with a 4-6, take any little imperfections out, any dust or nibs that you may have gotten from shooting.
What's
the
a
primer?
Nib? Tell
this
us what
crap that comes in your paint. So you want to get rid of any of those little imperfections, you scuff them down, then you start shooting your paint on. Well, I shot a 1K primer sealer, so you have a 2K, which is really a filler and a sealer. Then when you're done, if you've blocked through any of that 2K, you can go through right behind and fade down to a 1K. So we shot with a 1K this morning, and sure enough, man, the 1K just didn't flow at all.
You know, what
I laid it
do?
On. So I had to go through, just like you're getting ready for paint. I laid on two solid coats of the 1K. That's all you require from PPG. I laid on the two solid coats of 1K primer sealer, got it ready to go, but it just didn't lay smooth at all for me. So when I started shooting black, you could see it was terrible. So I scuffed it all down with 600, right, like I'm getting ready to paint. I blocked in
2K
on
now?
That 1K. No, now it's done. So now I'm just going to go ahead and wipe it down with a final prep saw, tack cloth it, and shoot it.
If those come out tomorrow, Bub, we'll share that with people here.
Yep.
And it, of course, doesn't look like what you buy online, which will be available through Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You have done some intricate fabrication to these to give them a very different look, all of which we will do for any body kits that are sold through Extreme Dimensions here with us on Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website.
Yeah, it's been a lot of work getting those things ready to go, man, but they've laid out beautifully, and the fitment of them is amazing. You know, from when we got them from the guys over at Extreme Dimensions, it's a Duraflex kit. When you get these things out of the box, it's guaranteed you're going to modify these things. These things are all different.
Not necessarily. Even the Lambo kits I've seen these on, Bub. Not to step on you. People have boxed. The creativity of the people that they took them to is not what's in your head. Because as we've looked at the Extreme Dimensions kits on the Lambos and stuff, people have just taken them, put them on, painted them, and put them on.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. You want to take the time. If you're going to do a 100% job, it doesn't matter if you're putting them on a freaking Honda Accord. You know, you're doing a wide body. You're trying to draw attention to your car.
Okay.
You want to make sure it looks good, right? So we took these things out of the box. They're fiberglass molds. They come out beautifully from the guys at Extreme Dimensions. But if you want to make them not only beautiful, but spot on perfect, and molded to the panels of your car so that they look beautiful. It literally looks like you took a fender from Ford and just stuck it on. It takes a lot of work and time prep to get there, you know, to get rid of any of the little lumps, the high spots, the low spots. You get that when you get fiberglass components. It takes a lot to work with.
Based on my drive yesterday in the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA car, I won't say I was surprised, because everything you build is designed to drive very smooth and very easy. There's no hard clutch. There's no loud motor. It's just not, okay? Mm-hmm. It's all hidden and put away, and it's a beautiful thing. But what was amazing to me is how the power came on with that new Turbonetics Precision Turbo. And I mean, it was right there. Mm-hmm. And by the time you hit 3,000 with that CPE assembly and the blow-off valve and everything you've done, it was, hold on, because it's time to go, okay? I even took Shannon in it, and she was surprised by it. Will the new American Racing wheels give you more control? Not because the Steeda keeps it planted, man, and that thing goes straight. Mm-hmm. There's no wheel hop. There's nothing that gets out of control, just like the SSX Camaro. But will the larger wheel and tires give it more traction, do you think? Because the car really wants to get away from you as it starts creeping in the 4, 5, 6,000 RPM range.
Yeah, it's you know, it might. It's, you know, anytime you put more meat on the back of your car, you're going to plant the ground better. But you know, when you're working against torque, there's always going to be that on street tires, you're only going to push it so far, you know, and there's no drag radials, unfortunately, that are going to be something available for what we're trying to put on that car, especially in the Nitto line. Something where you're factoring in a max width, 15 inches wide, but also 26 and a half inches tall. So you have to work those two numbers. If you can't find a tire in that range, you're kind of limited to what you're doing. So we're actually running a set of Nitto Invos on it. Is it going to plant the power? Yes. Is it going to spin 100%? That's just not a tire that's meant to plant. It's a very nice high-end luxury tire. We typically do them on a lot of the Lamborghinis, a lot of the R8s.
Yep.
So you get those things in. They're a nice low-profile tire. They work really well with water displacement. They look really good. But is it going to be something we could take out on the track and hope that it sticks like an R2 compound? Absolutely not.
But the car won't see any track time, especially the first year, because it will be at every one of the sponsors' headquarters. That's part of what they are entitled to having is the car at their headquarters. The major car shows, Ford, all of those places have a crack at this car because they help put it the parts on it.
Yep.
So we won't be seeing much track time with this car.
No, not at all. Not at all. But it'll look really good.
It's going to look super good, man. Yeah. Plus that, Bob, I'd be worried a little bit about trying to take that horsepower and pull out of the corner unless you and Gio are able to sit in a gear range somewhere. I just don't know how I'd feel about that coming out of a turn, especially turn 10 at Palm Beach International Raceway, which is a hairy one.
Just stay in it, dude. If you're planting that power, stay in it and just keep steering it.
Power.
That's it.
That's what
Gio says. Just freaking steer that thing, dude. Stay in it and steer it.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. The new Steeda parts are in. We'll continue to build with all of our sponsors for the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetic SEMA Camaro Mustang. I still have that Camaro on my mind.
I don't know why you're in that Camaro so
because
much,
I'm making a mental comparison. You know, there's always been the Ford Camaro debate, and you have been very unbiased between the two, and you're doing with the Ford.
Dude, I was unbiased when I bought a four-cylinder Mustang. What the heck was I thinking, dude?
I don't know, man. I thought that was the 3.8 in that thing.
No.
Like that. I don't know.
2.3 liter, man. What was I thinking at all? When I left the Ford dealership, I just freaking hit it as hard as I could.
I
was like, what did I just get myself into? I mean, I floored and I was going nowhere.
Yeah, I know.
Nowhere at all. What a turd.
Yeah, well, you've changed that, haven't you?
Big time.
Now the world's getting ready to see it.
Yeah.
Till tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
This episode's been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Check out our newly revamped website and shopping and purchasing options, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's MS Outlaw Boutique. The Outlaw's running wild in Jupiter. You got to see her, Robin and Layla, down there today, tearing it up. Great sales, 561-660-6695. Miss Outlaw is on the web. She's on the internet, of course. She's on Facebook, she's on Instagram, Pinterest, she's everywhere. Look at the fashion she's getting in for fall and the concert season. Really good stuff. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, big thanks to John and Max, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. They have contractually obligated us to unveil the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Precision Turbo SEMA Mustang November 18th in the VIP section at the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. Monkey in Paradise, the two-time double gold winner coming out of San Francisco, California. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly. Steeda Autosports, man. How can you not say enough about these guys? Steeda is for performance done Bubba style. Look for it on the website. CPE, all of the sponsors. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive way. Everybody may have financial issues, emotional issues, you know, all kinds of marital issues. But you know what? Step back. Take three deep breaths, as I'm always told. Robin says, take three deep breaths. Step back a little bit. Don't be aggressive about it. Don't be angry about it. Don't hate. Touch somebody's life in a very positive way. If somebody needs a door open for them, open the door. Please. If somebody has holes in the bottom of their shoes, Payless is cheap. And if somebody's hungry, McDonald's, 7-Eleven, even a fast food mart, just grab them something to eat. It's not that much time out of your day. That's what we call around here, doing it Bubba style. Until tomorrow.